Hey, amazing listeners, welcome back and thank you for joining me on another wonderful episode of my podcast. This is Talk More with Nessa, and I'm super excited to have you on another wonderful episode of Love Notes and Vibes. In case this is your first time of tuning in to listen to my podcast, on Thursdays we have the segment Love Notes and Vibes segment, where I get to talk about love conversations. I hold love conversations basically, and we talk about issues of the heart, healing, and you know, trying to find a way to heal and do better in building healthy relationships as well. So if you're listening for the first time, that is what Love Notes and Vibes is all about, and I welcome you. Thank you for joining. So today I'm gonna be talking about tips for dating after leaving a toxic relationship. So I'll be giving you about 5 tips on how to date healthy again when you've left a toxic relationship. So the thing is, so many times we encourage people to leave unhealthy relationships. We tell them, oh, get out of that toxic situationship or a relationship that you're in. And when these people leave that relationship, we often don't, you know, hear people talking about, oh, this is how to date properly or healthily again when you've gotten out of a toxic relationship successfully. So many people find it very difficult to navigate the dating world once they've left a very toxic relationship. And it is very understandable because they've been through so much. Probably they've spent so many years or even months being with someone who constantly told them they were not worthy of love, that they couldn't find someone, they will not find someone better to love them. You know, they've been gaslighted, they've been lied to, they've been so deceived that they really have that doubt that they could do well out there in the dating world again. So it's often very, very hard for them to, you know, find the courage to start dating again. And I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this and you're in this particular situation, I want you to know that you're worthy of love, you're deserving of all the beautiful, healthy relationship that is out there, and the universe is going to send you a man or a woman who is going to love you as much as you love them, and they'll love you healthily with no toxicity. So stay tuned and let's get right into it. So if you're newly single after escaping a toxic partner, I want to say congratulations. You're probably wondering now if dating after a toxic relationship is even a good idea. But honey, yes, it is a good idea. You can't stay single forever. You have to get out there again and start dating. Now, the idea of dating can be very scary. I understand that. I know that you're also being careful, and it is very, very important for you to be careful in order to avoid repeating old toxic patterns. And you might even be wondering, will I find happiness again? Of course you will. There are certain steps you need to take to prepare and set yourself up for success in your next relationship. And that is all that I will be sharing with you today. And I hope that you are going to enjoy every bit of it. So what are the things you ought to do before you start dating again or after you've left a toxic relationship? The number one thing to do is get to know yourself again. People who have been in toxic relationships often lose who they are. For years, they've been told that they were less than. They've been told that they were not worthy. They've been told that everything was their fault. They've been told that they are worthless, that they are not worthy of respect, and that they are unattractive, they are silly, or perhaps even stupid. I want to assure you that all of these are lies. So when you are told all of these things for years or for months, it takes a major toll on your self-esteem, and then you start to have low self-esteem. And one thing about low self-esteem is that once you have low self-esteem and you're trying to date, you're going to start attracting people who have low self-esteem as well, because you attract who you are. So in order to date people who are on a high vibrational level, people who have high self-esteem, people who are confident, you also have to embody all of these things as well. You also have to be confident. You also have to have high vibration. You also have to be, you know, intelligent, smart. Your self-esteem has to be on the high. So when the toxic relationship ends, take some time to get to know yourself again. What are the things you love to do? What are the things you are excited about doing that probably your past relationship hindered you from doing. Relearn yourself again. Discover how lovable you are. Do something that you've always wanted to do but didn't believe you could do. Experience how strong you really are. Learn something new. Reconnect with your intelligence. You know, build up your self-confidence and be very, very confident in who you are. When you are able to build up your self-confidence, you are going to be successful in the dating world. So if you can go into it not thinking of yourself as a victim, if you go into a new relationship not thinking that you are less than or not deserving, but you go into it as someone who has the strength, or someone who was able to find the strength to leave a toxic relationship, someone who values themselves and is surrounded by people who love them, you're going to attract like-minded people super, super fast. I understand that the idea might be quite daunting right now, but getting to know yourself again is an important step in dating after you've left a toxic relationship. So, number one thing that you have to do is to find yourself again. Now, secondly, take stock of what happened in your relationship. Toxic relationships are devastating, especially when they turn abusive. You find yourself in a place where you're constantly miserable, you're constantly questioning yourself and everything around you, you're subjected to verbal or even physical abuse, and then you are so scared that you walk on eggshells trying to prevent yourself from cracking. But once you escape from that relationship, that toxicity, it is very important to take stock of how you got there in the first place. Did other people know how unhealthy your relationship was? Did you hide it? If you were being abused, were you aware of it at that time? Were you aware that you were being abused? Because so many people are in toxic relationships that they don't know is toxic. They think it is how relationships should be. So it is also important to take stock of your role in the relationship. Be aware of the things that you were doing in that relationship as well. What part or what roles did you play? Take responsibility for the wrong things that you did, and you know, allow yourself to be aware of the mistakes that you made, because this will give you the clarity that you need. And this clarity is going to help you know what happened and then be determined not to let it happen again. So the second thing to do is take stock of what happened in your past relationship. Number three thing to do is believe in love. A lot of people make the mistake of leaving a toxic relationship, and instead of healing, they become bitter people. They start to hate men, or they start to hate women. They start to avoid dating totally because they feel like all men are the same, or they even say all women are the same. You can't lose hope in love just because one person hurt you. You need to believe that there are other people out there who are capable of loving you more than you can even imagine. So if you close yourself, if you shut the door to yourself and then you build high fences, I mean, how do I even put this? If you erect fences and you are saying you want to blot out love, how are you going to know when love is passing by? So you need to continually believe in love despite what you've been through. Many people who are ready to take the first step back into dating after a toxic relationship can be very skeptical, because their view of love has been tainted by the toxicity they experienced in their past relationship. Now, the prospect of meeting someone new, someone who could love your broken self, seems impossible. But let me tell you something. From years of personal experience, I want to let you know that it is not only possible, but it's also probable that you meet someone else out there in the world. Someone who would treat you right. Someone that will make you happy. It might take some time, yeah? You might kiss a couple of frogs, but trust me, your person is out there. Your human is out there. They are waiting on you. So don't stop believing in love. Don't stop. And one thing about believing in love is that if you believe it, it will happen, because you attract what you think. Now, if you don't believe in love, if you don't believe you're going to find someone, then you won't, because you're already channeling that negative energy out there. You're putting out that negative energy out there, and it's going to also, you know, bring in negative results for you. So putting out negative energy is going to doom your dating prospects from the start. Rather, start putting out positive energy, positive beliefs. Believe that you'll find someone and the positive energy is going to draw that person right to you. So number four thing to do is choose differently. Choose differently. Many people who don't take stock of what happened in past relationships move on to relationships that are very, very similar to the toxic one that they had in the past. For whatever reason, they find themselves attracted to the same sort of person. Sometimes they experience the same person in different humans over and over again. Yeah, listen to that. They experience the same person in different humans over and over again. And the relationship ends up the same way every time. I think it's because most times we are attracted as humans to the familiar. We want to always go for something we are familiar with. That's why you find out that some people who have the history of dating, you know, drug abuse victims, or people who have been dating people who abuse drugs, constantly tend to lean towards dating another person that still abuses drugs because it is what they are familiar with. So learn not to go or lean towards the familiar. Do something different. Choose differently. Yeah, he's not my spec, he's not my spec, she's not my spec. But what if their heart is your spec? But the fact that they are not looking like what you're familiar with, you're going to miss out on them and then you're going to choose another toxic person again. Do you get me? You may not recognize the kind of person you want to date. Now, the kind of behaviors you want both of you to exhibit and the kind of feelings you want the next person to have, that is what you should be leaning or thinking about. The fact that this person is different from what you have experienced in the past doesn't mean they are dangerous for you. Mm-mm. Try not to lean towards the familiar. Now, finally, go slow. That is the last point. Go slow. So many people meet someone, they fall madly in love and then fall quickly into bed without even getting to know the new person. Mm-mm. That's a recipe for disaster. When that new person finally starts to show their true self, then you start having issues with them. I need you to go really, really slow. And by going slow, I mean get to know this person. Get to know if they align with the kind of person you want in your life. Do their values, belief system, their thought process, does it align with what you want in your life? Sometimes you meet somebody and they start to give you all the butterflies in the world and you're like, oh, this is my person. In just 1 week, you're already, you know, having sexual intimacy with them, neglecting all the other forms of intimacy. You have not experienced emotional, intellectual, you know, recreational intimacy with them, but you're already putting sexual intimacy first. When you put sex before getting more intimate in other ways with them, you are actually setting yourself up for disaster. So go slow. Take it easy. Take it easy. One step at a time. If you meet someone that you like, take your time and get to know them. Get to know their likes and their dislikes. Get to know their past relationships. Get to know their relationship with their parents, their friends, their siblings. Get to know what their hopes and dreams for the future is. And don't just rush to fall into bed with them. That's how you fall pregnant, girls. On a lighter note. That's how you fall pregnant. Anyway, so the truth is that sex changes everything, especially for women who seem to get more attached to someone after they've had sex, even if they weren't particularly attached before. But the fact that we've had sex, you want to have something with them, something serious. So I want you to understand that going slow doesn't mean it's going to be boring. No, you're going to be saving yourself a whole lot of stress. So take it easy. Be open and honest with each other. And you're going to experience that beautiful love and relationship eventually, if it is meant to be. So in conclusion, I said you can date healthily again after a toxic relationship. You can. You just need to be easy on yourself, believe and channel positive energies out there that you can attract a healthy partner, and you're going to attract a healthy partner. But in order to attract a healthy partner and date a healthy person, you need to learn to go slow. Don't jump into bed with them as soon as you start feeling butterflies. I also said that you should choose differently. Do not lean towards the familiar. Do something differently. I also mentioned that you should believe in love, because if you don't believe in love, honey, trust me, love won't come towards you. Love only goes where it is wanted. I also said that you should take stock of what happened in your past relationship, your past toxic relationship. When you're able to take stock of what happened, you'll be able to gain clarity, learn from your past mistakes, and not repeat them again. And finally, I also mentioned that you should get to know yourself, get to relearn who you are, do the things you love to do, enjoy and spend time with the people who genuinely love you, and just basically get to know yourself again and push yourself to be the best version of yourself. Build up your confidence, build up your self-esteem, so you go from low self-esteem to high self-esteem, so that way you're able to attract partners who are also, you know, high on self-esteem. I know it's really hard to, you know, date after a toxic relationship, but if you are intentional and you take and practice all of my tips, is going to really help you. And I'm wishing you success as you go out there to start dating again. I'm really, really rooting for you, babies. Don't stop rooting for yourself. And with that, I've come to the end of today's episode of Love Notes and Vibes. I hope you gained something. If you did, let me know. And you can connect to me on my social media, on Twitter at Nesta. Okay, awesome_Ness. Yes, awesome_Ness. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you, or you'll hear from me again on my next episode. Bye, babies. Cheers.